Sierra. Welcome to Funny Stories for You. So, I'm going to read the fifth chapter of Ruby the Red Fairy. As Rachel and Christy kept watching the pond surface, they saw Jack Frost cast his spell. A great icy wind began to blow. It picked up the 7 rainbow fairies and spun them up into the darkening sky. The other fairies could only watch in dismay. Jack Frost turned to the king and queen. Your rainbow fairies will be trapped far away. They will be alone, and they will never return. With that, he walked away, leaving only a trail of icy footprints behind. Quickly, the fairy queen stepped forward, lifted her silver wand. Jack Frost's magic was very powerful. I cannot undo this completely, she shouted as the wind howled and rushed around her. But I can guide the rainbow fairies to a place where they will be safe and until they are rescued. The queen pointed her wand at the gray sky overhead. A black pot came spinning through the stormy clouds. It flew toward the rainbow fairies. One by one, each fairy tumbled into the pot. May this pot at the end of the rainbow keep our rainbow fairies together and safe, the queen called. And take them to Rainspell Island. As Rachel, Christy, and Ruby watched, the pot flew out of sight. It disappeared in a dark cloud, and the bright colors of fairyland began to fade until the beautiful land looked like an old black and white photograph. Oh no, Christy gasped. All the color is gone. Then the image in the pond vanished. So the fairy queen cast her own spell, Rachel said. She was bursting with questions. She put you and your sisters in the pot and sent you to Rainbow Island? Ruby nodded. Our queen knew that we would be safe here, she said. We know Rainspell Island well. It's a place full of magic. But where are your sisters? Christy asked. They were in the pot too. Ruby looked upset. Jack Frost's magic was very strong, she said. The wind from his spell blew my sisters right out of the pot. We were still spinning through the sky, and all at once, they were gone. Ruby shook her head. I was the one in the bottom, so I was safe. But I was trapped when the pot landed upside down in the dark. I was frightened and alone. My fairy magic wouldn't even work. So your sisters are somewhere on Rainspell Island? Christy asked. Ruby nodded. Yes, but I think they're scattered all over the island. I'm sure Jack Frost's spell has trapped them, too. She flew toward Christy and landed on her shoulder. That's where you and Rachel come in. How? Rachel asked. You found me, didn't you? The fairy went on. That's because you believe in magic. She flew from Christy's shoulder to Rachel's. So you could rescue my rainbow sisters too. Once we're together, we can bring the color back to Fairyland again. The end. So that was the end of that story. I hope you enjoyed it, and make sure to just keep listening and for the next chapter.